Well, tomorrow night, 8 performers and groups will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, including Bill Withers.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
A great song, but often forgotten amid the music and the glitz, are the journalists who reviewed concerts and brought to life the behind-the-scenes lives of the musicians. Now, a grant from the state of Ohio is helping preserve some of that history. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributing station WCPN in Cleveland reports on the legacy of a rock and roll journalism pioneer, plain dealer music writer Jane Scott.
On a cold and rainy February afternoon in 2005, Ohio University grad student Elizabeth Weinstein slowly approached the apartment of Jane Scott.
And I was really nervous. I'd been reading so much about her, and I was kind of intimidated.
The Boy and Girl column she started in 1958 would turn into a rock and roll beat that she covered for the Cleveland Plain Dealer for half a century, and by some accounts was the first person to do so, man or woman. But Weinstein says all her feelings of trepidation vanished when the 86-year-old Scott answered the door. It was like you were at Grandma's house.
And she served me some sort of custard pie and gave me orange juice because it was good for me. And one of the first things she said to me was, you know, please excuse the mess. I'm so sorry about this mess. And it was like her apartment was just this museum of rock and roll history.
That history was sent to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Library and Archives after Scott's death in 2011. Archivist Andy Leach says there's a lot to sort through.
We have about 40 boxes or so of Jane's materials, ranging from her notebooks, photos, correspondence, in addition to her record collection, book collection, magazine collection.
Many of these materials will be put online later this year. Then researchers can use the collection to get insights on different performers and to put dates on important events. In addition to that sort of hard documentation, there are many items that reveal the personal connections Scott developed with several generations of musicians.
So we have an autographed LP of Keith Richards, inscribed to Jane. It says, "Love, Keith." And there are photos of Jane with Bruce Springsteen and with Lyle Lovett and with David Bowie. Even some of the toughest figures in rock and roll, like Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, people like that, they all loved her.
Yeah. I'm eclectic. I like Frank Zappa. I like Grateful Dead. I feel that I owe it to everyone to try to understand all types of music, even punk, which I don't really like, but some of it. And I gave them a shot because I feel that it's part of the picture.
Jane Scott started her music writing career in her mid-40s, when she was more than twice as old as many of the acts that she covered. In this 1978 TV interview, she said she was always open to new musical ideas.
I probably would be very hard at my age to start if I had not kept up with music all through the years, but I never gave up.
Years before becoming her colleague at the Cleveland Plain Dealer in 1998, John Soder was a devotee of Scott's Friday magazine column and Sunday feature articles as a kid. And working with her on the music beat, Soder says he saw firsthand how Scott connected with her readers.
She didn't feel like her opinion was necessarily any more or less valid than the next person's, which is why she often interviewed other people at the shows and included their remarks in her reviews. That was, I guess we'd call it crowdsourcing today, but she was doing it before we used the term.
Jane Scott takes up an entire chapter in Elizabeth Weinstein's master's thesis, Out of the Shadows, Breaking the Gender Barrier in Rock Journalism. Weinstein thinks Scott needs to be brought out from behind those shadows.
She didn't just sit behind a typewriter and kind of come up with theories to make sense of rock and roll. She lived it. She wrote about her experiences, and often she wrote from the perspective of a fan or an audience member. And I think that she was relatable in a way that a lot of critics could only dream of.
Tomorrow night, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will induct its 2015 class of performers. From the Paul Butterfield Blues Band of the 1960s through the present-day pop punk of Green Day, these diverse artists represent a mini history lesson in rock and roll. And Jane Scott saw it all. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.